Hey, it's me. Yes, I kept your number. Because you're cute and I like you. What? Did you just think we'd fuck and never speak to each other again? Oh, is that right? Well, then you really don't know me that well, honey. Hey, listen, I'm at work right now, and I don't have a lot of time, but I needed to talk to you about last night. Yes, it was fun, and you're an attentive lover. Oh, you like that? I thought you would. Oh, yes, I enjoyed myself, but I figured since I had your number, I'd call you and get a few things off my chest I was too drunk to share before. Oh, don't worry, I meant what I said about you being attentive and eager, but honey, I feel like that's where you went wrong. You see, on the outside, I am perceived as gentle and shy and demure and out of practice to the ways of men upon first meeting them. And when we met at that bar last night and I took you home and we drank even more and laughed and began fondling each other on my couch, you observed my behavior and took it upon yourself to seize that opportunity to have your way with me. Now, I commend you for taking the routine yet masculine approach in making the first move. Kissing my neck, then grazing your teeth along my skin down to my plump cleavage and biting at my breasts. How you turned yourself on top of me and pressed your weight against mine, fingers sliding into my hair as your lips left marks on my skin. They're still there. And I will admit, it did make me stir when you slipped your hand up my thigh and pressed it against my naked pussy over my panties. Do you remember what it felt like? Do you now? Would you like for us to see each other again? I knew you would be eager to say yes. But before we can let that happen, you must come to terms with my terms. Yes, my rules. That works too. You will never touch me again unless permitted to do so. Oh, was I not clear? Forgive me, we may have a bad connection. Can you hear me now? Good. You see, I've been experimenting as a bit of a dominatrix for the last 2 years, learning the ways of BDSM and being paid by various partners to ridicule, abuse, degrade, and humiliate them in the bedroom. At their own discretion, of course. And I quite enjoy it, actually. It gives me confidence and pays the bills. Anyway, last night was my night off, and I stupidly made the mistake of drinking more than I usually would, and allowing a man to sleep with me under false intentions. Mine, not yours. Let's face it, a spineless little man like you would take first glimpse at these tits and this ass and cream in his jeans for a chance to fuck this pussy. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm being mean. It's kind of hard to restrain myself sometimes. Anyhow, I wanted you to understand that what happened between us the night before was completely out of character for me, and if I were ever to allow you the luxury of touching me again, it wouldn't happen that way. Are you there? You haven't said a word at all, sweetie. I mean, I don't blame you. Most men are a bit taken back once they realize what kind of woman I am. I hear the pace of your breathing quickening. Either you're really pissed or really horny. Or both? Oh, I think it's both. Never had a woman talk to you like this before, huh? Big, macho man like you used to being in control. Well, I don't blame you. Those rippling muscles and that strong jawline you're blessed with can give you a big head. Maybe somebody ought to bump you down a peg or two. Do you want to be my little bitch? My pretty little bitch boy that I can fuck whenever I want to. Shh, 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 shh. You don't speak unless I tell you. And you will end every response with yes, mistress. There's no point in fighting it, doll. Like I said, I like you. And I want you to be mine. All mine. I want you to be my own personal fuck toy. And don't expect to stick that pretty cock in anyone else from now on. Cause mama doesn't like to share. The thought of you on your hands and knees, follow me around like a little puppy, makes me so wet. I'm sitting at my desk right now, soaking wet, knowing your only desire in life will be making me come, or letting me fuck you with my own strap-on cock I have at home. It's bigger than yours, you know. I bet that secretly makes you really hard, knowing I'd have a dick so much bigger than yours. I bet you squeal like a little slut when you're being fucked, don't you? Well, that's the first time for everything. Oh, you're gonna love it, honey. Oh, shit. Hey, listen, I gotta go. They're calling me in for a meeting. But listen, why don't you come by my place after work and we can finish going over those accounts. I'll draw up the contracts. What do you say? Good boy. Coming! I'm coming! Oh, and don't you dare touch that throbbing little dick of yours until you see me. I mean it. I want to finish you off myself. Don't worry, sweetie. There's only 7 more hours left in the day.